here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of one of the earliest self-help writers, Walter B. Pitkin, born Ypsilanti, Michigan, 1878, wrote The Psychology of Happiness, and also Life Begins at 40. It's the birthday of the journalist Michael Pollan, born Long Island, New York, 1955, whose nutrition philosophy is eat food, not too much, mostly plants. It's the birthday of Victor Hernandez Cruz, born in Aguas Buenas, Puerto Rico, 1954. Parents moved to New York City when he was just six. He grew up on the Lower East Side, started writing poetry when he was a teenager. Victor Hernandez Cruz, who wrote, "Exile and political upheaval have intervened with the lives of great writers and confronted them with the reality that they might have to express themselves in a language other than their mother tongue. I am a writer with a Caribbean Spanish linguistic soul that uses the English language, appropriates the English, and submits it to my flavors and my longings." It's the birthday of the lexicographer Eric Partridge, born in New Zealand, 1894, went to graduate school at Oxford, became a professor, taught for a few years, then founded a publishing house. And then he said, "I finally did what I should have done long before, became a professional writer, mostly on the subject of English, usage, composition, grammar, slang and cant, cliches, jargon, etc." Eric Partridge went to the same desk in the British Library every single day for about 50 years, and there he wrote books such as A Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English, A Dictionary of the Underworld. And it's the birthday of Babe Ruth, George Herman Ruth, Baltimore, Maryland, 1895. His parents operated a tavern. He almost never saw them, and when he was seven, they took him to an orphanage, and they left him there. And there he learned how to play baseball. He was signed by the Baltimore Orioles, who traded him to the Boston Red Sox in 1914. He was a star pitcher, but hit a record 29 home runs in the 1919 season. And the next year, the Red Sox traded him to the New York Yankees, where the next year he hit 54 home runs. In 1929, Babe Ruth signed a contract for $80,000 a year, more than the President of the United States, Herbert Hoover. And Babe Ruth said, "Why not? I had a better year than he did." Here's a poem for today by Edna St. Vincent Millay, Modern Declaration. "I, having loved ever since I was a child a few things, never having wavered in these affections, never through shyness in the houses of the rich or in the presence of clergymen having denied these loves, never when worked upon by cynics like chiropractors having grunted or clicked a vertebra to the discredit of these loves, never when anxious to land a job having diminished them by a conniving smile, or when befuddled by drink jeered at them through heartache or lazily fondled the fingers of their alert enemies, declare that I shall love you always, no matter what party is in power, no matter what temporarily expedient combination of allied interests wins the war, shall love you always." Modern Declaration by Edna St. Vincent Millay, from her Selected Poems, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.